Going on, everybody. This is the Governor George J. All you young bulls, get off my lawn. And the rest of y'all cats, if you want to get in on some real hip hop, check out the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Syrup, scissorp, purple drank, or lean, it's all the same stuff. A homemade drink concocted using the prescription drug promethazine containing codeine. It's mixed with sweet drinks, even candy, then sip. Syrup has been around since the 1990s, but its popularity appears to be growing because of its prevalence not only in the rap world, but in pop culture generally. All this from a prescription cough syrup being used as a party drug, ruining some lives, taking others.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And this week, I'm in the building.
Live. It's been a minute since all three of us been in here and live in the set.
We in here.
We in this piece, my nigga. Congratulations to your daughter.
Yes, sir. Very happy about that young lady. Very proud of her.
Proud graduate.
Yes, sir.
Salutatorian.
Indeed.
Smart ass college ass.
Yeah, one of them college ass broads. Yeah, and the thing about it too, that's what some young nigga on the campus, you know, Taylor, you know, yeah, you see that broad?
Yeah. You think she's smarter than niggas?
Yeah,
you think
she smarter is. Than because I done taught her.
That's what's up, no doubt. So let's get right in. First topic is a news item: Silver Spring, Maryland.
I'm wondering what this was about. When you said that shit, I'm like, what the hell is Silver Spring joint doing?
Yeah, Silver Spring, Maryland. It's a news item. This is strictly from, this is from the blog. This is how they wrote it. Okay. Now pay attention. A homemade batch of purple drank. A mix of vodka, NyQuil, and Jolly Ranchers made popular by rappers sickened a half dozen Montgomery County middle school students. That's last Friday.
Middle school.
According to the Montgomery County police, students at Francis Scott Key Middle School, 910 Singular Drive in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Man, he be giving out locations and shit.
Ooh, this is a real news item. This is,
you can Google
it. Cheering in there, Pete.
This is a real news item. Anyway, drank the blend bought to school by another student. It causes euphoria, but it also can cause seizures and trouble breathing. Check Lil Wayne. Rescue crews checked 12 to 15 students and took another half dozen to area hospitals. None of the illnesses were life-threatening. Principal Yolanda Schulerhaus said in a recorded message sent to parents, rapper Lil Wayne talks about using drank in his raps. At least three hip-hop rappers or producers have died from using purple drank. This is a recorded message from the principal. The drank is also known as scissorup.
B, is it D-R-A-N-K? I'm just asking.
And lean.
Is it saying drank for real?
Yo, word is born, yo. I can show you the paper. D-R-A-N-K. Pull drank.
Up. Drank.
Drank. Pull up.
So anyway, she sent a recorded message to parents and they're basically telling them and educating the parents about this, something that they don't know about. Silver Spring, Maryland, they on it up here. Congratulations, Lil Wayne.
Middle school.
Young converters.
Hey, mama,
but,
we
know
made
what,
it.
B, then Lil Wayne ain't got shit to do with that, B.
Why ain't got nothing to do with that?
These young niggas ain't listening to Wayne no more. Okay. This is future.
All right. And you know this what? I thought about that. Yeah, I thought about it. I said, that's not really Wayne. This is future. But the principal only knew about Wayne. And
right.
Knowing that he be on stage with a cup all the time.
Well. The principal might have thought it was designer, so he wasn't sure.
Yeah, she didn't know what the fuck was going on. She just trying to throw anything out there to keep her ass from getting thrown under the bus for students doing this shit.
How she gonna get thrown under the bus when they bring it to school?
Yeah, but a whole lot of niggas get thrown under the bus for shit they ain't have nothing to do with. Because
true.
You're in charge, you get thrown under the bus.
That can happen.
Okay, I'm just saying that was just a live news item.
You was in the Navy. It was on her watch.
That's right. It's on her watch. And no matter if she had nothing to do with it or not, she can get rolled over in this shit. Next thing, she's fired after this year.
Wow, purple drank.
Scapegoat.
Wow. It's incredible.
Middle school students, B.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets me.
Middle school.
Yeah. Jolly Rancher.
Drank. Codeine, promethazine.
Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest, Talib Kweli names today's rappers who are on their way to legend status.
Can I say something real quick? Talib, I love your music, bro, but why are you so mad, man?
Is he mad?
Yo, he can't.
Tell him why you mad, son.
He can't let nothing slide by on Twitter, B.
I said nothing.
Yo, nothing.
So anyway, he names the following MCs, Run the Jewels as a group, Joey Badass, Kendrick, J. Cole, Rhapsody, Anderson .Paak, if you can believe that. He's more of a singer than an MC. Chance the Rapper, all great, on their way to legend status. Of course, he got his ass lit up.
Legend status.
Yeah, he said legend status. So let's look at that list very carefully. Okay, Run the Jewels as a group. You got to be happy for Killer Mike. I mean, he's paid his dues. Yeah, he's not a new Jack.
Killer Mike's been around a minute.
He's been around in a minute.
And he's good.
You know what I mean? Joey Badass. We're a fan of Joey on this show.
Too young to tell yet.
Yeah, a little early.
But I ain't mad at his track, though. I mean, track record. He's got one joint that raised my eyebrow, but no, I ain't mad at Joey yet.
Kendrick Cole on a commercial level.
Kendrick's working his way there.
Hey, Cole just went platinum again.
Cole is too, B, with no features.
Cole is definitely love.
Cole just went platinum again.
And he stopped being all emo.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. He looked like he got out of that lane.
Out of that Drake lane?
And looks like he's on a more righteous lane.
Yeah.
So, Anderson .Paak, who's a singer.
I like Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, he's actually very talented, but he doesn't belong on an MC list.
Nope.
Rhapsody, now that would be nice.
That's an interesting one, yeah.
That would be really nice. Because
Rhapsody is nice. I get Rhapsody. Well, she's very nice.
She's handling niggas.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Tight.
That's what I'm saying. If we got back to the hip hop principles, or the core principles, and we just brought Rhapsody in over some instrumentals, bring your pop star in.
Yeah.
Bring your lean users in and watch Rhapsody take them off. Okay?
Pull up.
Fuck out of here with that, yo. Who else was that shit? Chance the Rapper. Mm. But more on him later. We won't go heavy, not because we're going to talk about him later, no doubt. So that's your boy, Talib Kweli. I mean, legend. How many of those actually, other than, you know, who we like, really legendary? Talking about a full 10-year career. The only people you're going to really name is the current commercial successful guys, Kendrick and Cole. I get it. But out of the underground, damn, I don't know. I guess I'd put my money on Joey just because.
Yeah.
If the music switches, he's in the best position. So
Kweli.
Yo, don't be mad at us, bro. we ain't on his radar, though. It's okay.
Nah, we're definitely not on his radar until he emails
until
us.
Until we're put there.
Cease and desist.
Somebody put us in his on his radar.
Motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Oh, my God. We
one of them.
Fuck Hip-Hop Digest.
Yeah, exactly.
Digest this, bitches.
Yeah, right?
And then I'll start poking him like a
poking
pins.
The bear?
Oh, I'll do it.
Pokey the bear.
You know I do it.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest.
That's called trolling.
Damn. I remember I learned about that. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This is for you, Swerve.
Uh-oh.
Russell Simmons, rush card. He's settling up. $20.5 million.
Co-rock stuff.
All right.
Russ was getting interviewed and said that he was prepared to pay and had put back already $25 million. For the lawsuit he knew he was going to get.
He knew it.
Said he's prepared to pay $100 to $500 per claim of wrongdoing. Basically, people, the rush cars couldn't get their money. Cable bills was late. Car payments was late. Rent was late.
Be what I had told you before, people going to get $14.95 on a check, and that's going to be it.
B, he said right here,
I don't care what he said. If it ain't in writing, and if it's not fucking on official paper, That shit don't mean nothing that he just said.
What did Kurt tell you? When that AT&T Gorilla thing kicked off, it's a billion people on AT&T, right? So what'd you get, Kurt?
How much did you get?
I got $1.14 check.
There you go.
I still got that motherfucker.
There you go.
$1.14 check from that shit.
So Russell's $25 million that he put away, he can go ahead and hold on to about five of that million because he's only going to give like $6.12 for people.
An additional $1.5 million in legal fees that Russell will
have
to pay.
Yeah, that's going to get paid. No doubt.
So, Russ said he don't mind paying.
Clearly he doesn't. I mean, if you could, anybody could talk about, that'd be like me saying, yo, I'm going to put $25 on the side. You know what I'm saying? You know, if Russell put $25 million to the side, what does that mean?
He got it.
Okay.
You know that he mean, got it.
He got way more than that. Because you're not just going to take your whole $25 and put it to the side.
Nah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we talking, you know, I mean, we know Russell got some paper,
right?
He put
that shit in an escrow account.
Right.
Gained a little interest on
exactly.
it. He made money on his money.
He making money on his money. Yep. He on the remix.
Yo, this is an interesting fact. 60 to 70% of new Rush Card users are millennials.
Well, I mean, I don't doubt that, but that's only by age. I mean, I don't really want to say that they millennial because everybody they say millennial ain't millennial.
I'm you know just saying. You know, Russ, I mean, that's your boy.
No, that's not my boy.
You're not claiming that nigga.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Ah, that's too bad.
Not since that red cap situation.
Oh, shit. We're going to take it back.
You know, you're taking it there. He at the door, B.
So, hold on, B. Let's refresh the listeners because they may not
realize.
Like,
what the fuck are these niggas talking about? Red cap.
Bellboy.
So it was a commercial. It was it. Now, what was the commercial for?
Was it was the Rush Card.
It was a Rush Card?
Yes.
Oh, and then they opened the door.
And he ushering in your money.
Oh.
And that's what that was about?
And Russ took off the red.
The red cap, B.
Like he was a bellhop and shit.
Bellhop at a fine establishment collecting your dough to give you pennies on a dollar.
Hey,
your car got snatched.
Hey, Rush put
$5 on it, nigga.
Yo, Rush put $5 on the account when you opened up,
yeah,
though.
Because he had it.
You know
but guess
I got
what?
It.
But guess what? Even though he put that $5 in there, your car note still didn't get paid.
Oh, shit. Kurt G was like, you know, I got it.
That's right. He got it.
He got it.
Oh, my God.
If we want to talk about early Def Jam, I can talk about that, Russ, but I'm not talking about the current carnation of that dude, B.
Word.
That nigga. That nigga right there.
Nah.
Not talking about that nigga right there.
Because I done rushed the judgment on that.
Fuck that nigga right there. Right there, that nigga.
Oh, man. That's what's up. Russell Simmons. That's what's up. Def Jam. Next stop on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to Beastie Boys' founding member, John Barry. Now, the incarnation of the Beastie Boys that everybody remembers is the three people. Is MCA, Mike D, and Ad Rock.
Yes.
So, for me, the only thing that I got from that era, I have a cassette tape of the Beastie Boys or one of their first or quasi-first rap records called Cookie Puss.
Damn.
I have it on a cassette. There's
he got
four
that shit.
People on that cassette.
Damn, Carvel.
Which I didn't think that, I didn't know anything about John Barry. Honestly, I didn't, you know. There's four people on there. I thought the fourth person was Bazooty. From MCA and Bazooty.
Yeah,
I didn't, you know, I just was assuming. See, back in the 80s and shit, you didn't have all this Twitter and Instagram shit.
You you didn't know what niggas looked like.
You didn't know what cats was looking like. Nope. So, but anyway, he passed away at a young age. He met MCA and Mike D in high school in 1981 and started the Beastie Boys. And then right after he started it, he bounced. So, but anyway, we want to honor him as the founding member of one of the greatest groups. Speaking of greatest groups, your boy Russell said
Russell Rush,
if the Beastie Boys would have stayed on Def Jam, they would have had a bigger impact on the culture than Eminem.
They'd have had a bigger impact on his wallet.
Oh, exactly.
Damn, B, you ain't
Rush
giving card. Rush
nothing.
No. Come on, son.
Nothing.
You get nothing here, B.
Come on.
Nope.
So you're not even going to speculate if they would have stayed on Def Jam.
So
let me ask you this. They left the label. And they went on to do a different kind of music. But they were still able to do our kind of music. But wait a minute. So did they not become greater even? I mean, are they not known worldwide?
Now, Beastie Boys, everybody knows who the Beastie Boys are.
Okay,
and, and two, Paula's Boutique is that shit.
I'm not hating on that at all. I'm not hating on none of that. None of that. I'm just saying, for this dude to say they'd have been bigger if they stayed. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I mean, they were huge without him.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah, no
they
doubt.
Went on to even more greatness.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Okay. Okay. We can be done with that now.
All right.
No more Russell talk.
I mean, you know. I mean, I wish the brother well. Keep making that money.
Mm. Wow.
Just not gonna get no money from you.
Not ever.
Ever. Ever. Ever. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This is a potpourri topic here.
Damn,
so,
this nigga's like potpourri.
Yeah, this is a mixed bag.
Here. It's all flagrant in here and
all,
shit.
Yeah.
Smelling dandelion.
Niggas having
shit.
Dinner and shit.
Shout out to Demond Deshawn, who started.
Demond Deshawn, who started
the three rap groups. Now, we always had our personal rap MCs, but he done started the group thing.
Yep.
So, I'm putting y'all niggas on the spot.
Oh, I ain't on the spot. I'm ready.
Swerving. First of all, before you say that, this is an old head topic, because there ain't no groups anymore.
There's a
bunch of individual penis heads out there.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Ray Shrimmer, son. Ray Shrimmer is that shit.
Boy.
What you talking about, son? What you talking about? That Ray Shrimmer, son?
So anyway.
I ain't got no type.
Anyway, so Swervin, I'm putting you on the spot. Swervin, E-Color, your top three personal groups.
Alrighty, off the break. Today, this moment, it would be in no order. De La, Public Enemy, Ultra Mag.
Wow.
Mm.
Bastard.
I told you a bastard.
Okay, don't even go. Yo, hold up, Kurt. You're next, nigga.
No, I'm going to let you go, B. I'm going to let you go. Because you called him bastards. I'm going to let you see what you got to say.
All right, my top three groups, and I was fucked up, but because one of these groups, it was a switch out. But it is De La Soul, Mobb Deep, Roots.
Okay. I feel you.
Hold on, though. You bastard. Who'd you switch out?
Who'd you switch out? We ain't gonna let you get out that easy, nigga.
Okay.
Who'd you switch out?
I switched out Mobb Deep for Houdini.
Houdini
was in there, but then I put Mobb Deep in.
Just this moment.
Okay, I got you.
All right, nigga. Kurt G.
I got my favorite group of all time, M.O.P.
I love
me some M.O.P.
Ooh.
Fire!
Ooh.
And I got Tribe Called Quest, most definitely, and De La. We all love De La.
Yeah.
But it's so many groups, B.
There are so many groups out there, because we had groups.
Right.
But there's so many groups. I don't know, but Jurassic 5, I like Jurassic 5 a lot.
Yeah,
I like them a lot.
You're talking our era. This nigga said Ray Shremmer.
Yeah. You said it ain't no groups no more. I'm telling you, it's still groups out here, nigga.
Yeah.
They still out here doing their thing.
Yeah,
Ray Shrimmer is the man.
So anyway.
No doubt. So we're talking about groups. Your man Creative chimed in. He was like, we're doing groups. I got Wu-Tang.
Oh, there you go.
Onyx, yeah. Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Not mad.
Yeah.
No doubt. And then your boy, Baylor the Great, Los Angeles, California, was good. He came in with his top three personal MCs, and he was like Kendrick, Fabulous, and Nipsey.
I like Nipsey a lot.
Yeah.
What's up? No doubt. And two, I want to give a personal shout out to Device Track. That cut Welcome. Shout out to you, G, for putting it on.
That was
my favorite. I love that record. And, you know, he gave us a nice hookup intro. So definitely shout out to him.
Shout out to the Device Tracks.
Word.
What's good?
No doubt.
Ohio stand up.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. That's what's up. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're talking LPs. We're making the rounds on a text message, the circle we in. And your man Swervin, I put him out there.
I'm out there.
He could stand up. He was the text I got was big. Master Ace joint, play all the way through, even the skits.
Yep,
that's big.
And I'm sticking.
We don't hear Swervin say that too often. So when he say something like that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I had to do my homework. So I went. And I had to find that shit.
So get the master.
I said, let me find this album because this nigga said this.
Yeah.
Let me find this and listen to it.
So first of all, the Falling Season, is that what it is?
That's what it's called.
The Falling Season. It's a concept album about his story through high school.
Yep.
So it's and Master Ace's good for those concept albums. Mm-hmm. First thing I'm going to say is that I want to give a shout out to his producer, Kick Beats, Los Angeles, California, once again, did an excellent job.
Yes.
On the production.
Let me stop the show right now and let you know that that's an album of the week you're going to hear about.
I'm popping collars right now.
This nigga back here popping collars, nigga. Popping collars. Popping collars.
So everything is all good. Now, that's, first of all, it's a grown man album.
Yes, it is.
Very nicely done.
Yeah, it's a grown man album. There's a lot of references to our era. You know, as he goes through high school and everything, the type of things that he brings up. My personal high point on the album, when this nigga brung out fucking the world famous Supreme Team.
Yes, sir.
Oh, nigga, I almost fell out the chair when I heard them nigga. Now, that's some old school shit. I'm going to put y'all up back in 1979. You know what I'm saying? World famous Supreme Team had a show on WHBI 105.9 out of Newark, New Jersey, way back in 79. Y'all know nothing about that.
Yep.
And also, I'm going to put you up on, they hooked up with Malcolm McLaren.
Malcolm.
Had big hits, Buffalo Gals.
Hang up on them.
Hey DJ. And my famous, world famous.
Yes, sir.
Off the album, Name the Same.
That world famous.
When he pulled out them niggas. Yo, we talk about so many guys who like, yo, nobody invited Grandmaster Flash. Nobody invited Melly Mel back. Oh, Master Ace showed all them motherfuckers. All you bitches.
I'm putting cases on all
you
bitches.
You bitches. He showed them how you pulled out. And damn, they sound good too, didn't it?
Yep.
Didn't they sound? They sound great on the album. Now, my problem with the album, of course, you know there's a flip side.
I know you don't like skits, nigga.
Oh, nigga. As much as I love De La Soul, I curse the day them niggas invented skits.
Yeah.
I curse that day. Skits come from De La Soul, and I hate skits. And where I can listen to skits, and I did through this album, because the skits make the album cohesive.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to be listening to skits.
Well, I mean,
not after
typically.
The first listen.
Well, yeah, right. You're going to go ahead past that. But it didn't take away.
No, hell no. My standout cut was that Young Black Intelligent joint.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, that's
oh,
nuts.
Oh, my goodness, son. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
The track is crazy.
Can you hear? Listen.
I'm hearing the pop. The collar pop. Don't hurt your shoulder hitting yourself on the back, nigga.
Niggas popping collars.
Yeah, because I was extremely confident. What I was saying on that album.
That made album of the week instantly. I was like, oh, this shit right here is fire.
And just to let you know, we are drinking some purple drink. But it ain't drank. It's
a regular.
The fuck is this shit? Wild Blue.
Wild Blue.
This is that Baltimore. Not Baltimore. This is that shit they brew at that beach somewhere.
That brewery. That homemade brewery.
Some microbrewery shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's wilding because it's purple, so I'm tripping off that.
Lager with fucking raspberry. Blueberry lager is 8% alcohol, so there it is.
So anyway, just to let you know,
it's been a minute since we all been in here together.
Yes, sir.
Just celebrating a little bit.
These niggas still got a 2-drink minimum, though.
That's true. Yeah,
2-drink maximum. Excuse me.
No doubt. But anyway, so that brings me to the next topic. As we're celebrating, congratulations, Swerve. Because I bet you thought I was going to throw you under the bus, didn't you?
I wasn't aware, but I was prepared for whatever. Mm-hmm.
So, also I'm going to bring up is to congratulations to Master Ace. Well done. Something that was disappointing.
Uh-oh.
Veterans. DITC. DITC Studios. The album is out. It dropped.
Yes.
Me and Kurt G sat here.
We scanned it. We listened through it.
We listened to it. I went back and listened to it again. Mm-hmm. It probably isn't as bad as I thought it was the first time around, but still, I was highly disappointed.
And your text told me, don't listen to it.
Well, that was a little harsh.
Your text didn't say that, but that's what I got.
Right. It was a little harsh.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what, though. That joint on there with OC is fucking ridiculous. OC is one of my top 10 MCs. OC is ridiculous. But that track is crazy.
See, the problem, it's got 4 cuts on it.
It's the one with OC's solo joint. That's the one I'm talking about.
Yes, but that's part of the 4 outstanding records. Okay? It's got 4 outstanding records on it. But what the problem is that there's only 1 cut with Lord Finesse. AG, and I don't have anything against AG, but he's on every fucking cut, but damn near.
He's digging in the crates, and he probably was around while they was making the cuts.
Diamond
while the cuts was
D
in, he was there.
Needs more appearances. Fat Joe should have been on it more.
But you can't make motherfuckers be there, though.
Right.
Okay,
niggas,
so
Wu-Tang? Niggas got other things to do.
And see, that's the problem. DITC got back together, but they weren't together.
Right.
And it comes through on that album. It comes through that random niggas showed up when they felt like it. And that's a shame. Now, as a whole, it is probably not as bad as, again, that I let on after a second listen. All right, but
I'll
still,
listen now.
As a whole, there's only four outstanding cuts where you're looking at Master Ace. You take away the skits.
That album is crazy.
Straight through.
He's got a lot of... There's probably...
It's beat after beat. On beat-wise, that shit is fucking nuts.
That's your boy again.
That shit's nuts.
That's
B.
your boy, Kick Beats, Los Angeles, California.
I banged that all the way over here today.
There you go.
That
so
shit was crazy.
You, by and large, there was probably, I'd say maybe two, maybe on the outside, three cuts that I didn't like. Everything else was proper.
Yeah. I was playing it on one of my runs and was like, oh. It's helped me get through.
Yeah, that shit right there. I appreciate you, sir.
So
and that has
welcome.
Made album of the week.
And we gonna say big up to Mr. Shaw. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
No doubt. So anyway, yeah. I was a little disappointed at the DITC Studios situation. So anyway, to continue on the potpourri section of the show.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Watson. I'm tripping.
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Watson.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Thank
Watson.
You.
All right, that'll be cleared that up.
Yeah, we good.
Continuing with the potpourri part of the show.
Yeah.
Do you smell that fragrance?
Yeah, and we're going to sniff something out right now. I got a cryptic message from Swervin talking about, I just got done listening to the new Odyssey, Up Next, Electric Circus.
Yeah,
care to explain yourself, sir?
Yeah, no doubt. Because, you know, I said that I wasn't really feeling the Odyssey. And I
which
am
one
a,
of the albums?
Now, which
Odyssey
one?
Odyssey dropped two of them.
The
Awasta?
Yes.
Awasta.
Yeah. Yes. And I said, it's not bad, though.
Right.
I kind of made it. And
you
it made album of the week.
And then somebody, where were you at with it?
Nah, I don't think Odyssey can really make, at this point, make bad records.
Okay.
Awasta is not. It's not Electric Circus.
No, I'm not. That's not what the message was saying.
Oh, okay.
The message was saying that I was going to go back and listen to those two albums to, you know what I'm saying, see if I was bugging. All right? Because people kind of mentioned that to me. It was a good album, right?
Well.
So I said, let me go back and, I mean, I, you know, put them two plates on and listen to, you know, the Odyssey because I am a huge Odyssey fan. To me, best rapper out of D.C. To me. There's a whole bunch of them, Ken Starr, and so on and so on and so on. But because I like Odyssey so much, I said, let me just go back. Maybe I was bugging for real. And when I played it, the first joint comes on, Asked About You. I love it. I loved it when I heard it the first time, right?
Okay.
But just like the first time I listened to it, I got to maybe like the last two cuts, and then I start liking it again. So out of the whole album, there's 2.5 cuts I like. So I still don't really like the album. I'm not saying it's whack, but... I just don't like it. I like 3 songs on that album.
Okay.
The first one and the last 2.
Okay.
Right?
Well, it's only like 5 or 6 albums.
It's 7.
Cuts on it.
It's 7
cuts?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
7.
I didn't think it was a lot. Okay.
Right. So, to me, when I was clowning, saying, is it like some Electric Circus? But no, it's not like Electric Circus. And you know why I say it's not like Electric Circus? Because I went back and listened to Electric Circus. And Electric Circus B?
You're still fucked
is Electric up. Circus.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
I can't.
You
even.
Said an elephant's still in the room?
It's still in the room, stinking.
Okay. So I claim Electric Circus because I actually did like it. But all that being said, I'm going to talk about the excellence because, you know, Alawasta is one thing, but this Odd Tape instrumental, my
yes,
nigga.
Yes, sir. That Odd Tape instrumental, story. Son. I got that. That shit's
Holy
flavor B.
That's a different story.
That shit's flavor B. I got that. I got it right now if you want to take it with you.
Oh, no, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, you know I got it.
I would let you take it with you.
Son.
That Odd Tape is nasty.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That bang right there.
Right there, son. Right Woo. There.
That is an instrumental, has me zoning.
And I ain't got
slam
nothing bad to say about that.
Out.
Yep.
Okay. So, now, it seems like there might be a little trend going on. I'm also going to put up Black Milk and Nat Turner, the Rebellion Sessions.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Now, I don't think it's as good as the Odyssey, though.
No, it's not as good as the Odyssey.
It's not as good as Odyssey.
But I like the Black Turner for the instrumentation.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's live instrumentation on there. There's live instrumentation on.
He's been doing that for a minute, though.
He's been doing a lot of live instrumentation.
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm just going to tell you right now, I love that lane that Cats is now starting to carve out and showing a little bit of musicianship. There's nothing wrong with, of course, nothing wrong with the drum machine and turntable and sampling loops.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. But good God, son, I'm telling you, I'm playing them albums at work.
De La, where the album?
Oh, matter of fact, I got an email today. The album is done.
The album is ready.
Matter of fact, you didn't check your emails, did you? I sent you an email of the album
bro,
to
you
check
know what
the
day was.
That's true. That's true. I forgot
I
about
do
that.
It is nothing day, but take pictures.
Day
and
was
smile.
Prom day. Prom day.
That's it.
Yeah, so I understand. But yeah, I sent the email out above all. They put out the album. They got the track list. Everything.
And, okay.
But anyway,
De La is ready. The joint's done.
That's real. But what makes me proud about this lane? Because I seen it coming. I seen it coming ever since the year I boycotted and have a top 10 of strictly instrumentals. Because I thought that there was a lot of guys and who did beats, whether they be underground, overground, or whatever the case. I thought a lot of guys was doing beats and had a lot of talent and wasn't really getting the shine. And at that time, I had a beef with lyrics in hip-hop that year. I don't know what year. Was that 2013?
That's about 3 years ago.
It was about 3 years ago. Yeah, somebody been 13.
But anyway, I did a top 10 end of the year. It was all instrumentals. That being said, okay, that's what makes an album like DITC frustrating. There's way, way too many guys, and you ain't got to do a hell of a lot of research. My man Kurt G comes up with jewels every week.
Weekly.
And shout out to Substantial, another DMV rapper that I think you need to know about.
Oh.
Since you're saying that Odyssey's the best rapper, I think Substantial is one of them niggas.
I'm just saying. I just like the way Odyssey rhymes.
I could ride.
I put Substantial up there.
I can ride with Substantial. I can ride with Hassan Mackey, though, too.
True.
I mean, I could ride with Alexander Green.
I'm just saying, B. I wasn't trying to diss Odyssey or say
I know what
I like.
Saying.
I'm just saying that I am a fan of Odyssey.
Right.
I just didn't like that joint.
No doubt.
All the way.
No doubt. But anyway, so shout out to everybody in the DMV who's doing it big. And just I'm just really appreciating the instrumentation that's coming through right now. But I knew it was coming. So shout out to those.
Oh, fucking clairvoyant ass.
Some clairvoyant ass niggas. Motherfucking nigga right here.
So
shit with that motherfucking
fucking Powerball, nigga. Give me some Powerball numbers.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is
he just waved right past
right,
that
right.
shit.
I'll
nigga
save that
swipe to the right.
You got to get your own, my brother.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Chance the Rapper. His lawyers block Apollo Brown from the new album Coloring Book. So like I said, a couple of weeks ago, I listened to Chance the Rapper, that acid rap. I know Young Boys is praising that shit about, you know, a couple of years ago or whatever. I'm just getting around to listen to that shit because I don't pay attention to Young Boy Cock Riders. But I got around to listen to it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Actually, I think the young nigga got some talent. That being said, I wish he could just swerve off Kanye's nuts just a little bit.
Oh my.
Just make a detour off praising Kanye. That's not going to help you, my son. Do you? But all that being said, we know who Apollo Brown is, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Because because here's a copy. Detroit producer Apollo Brown may not be a mainstream name, but he's a heavyweight in the underground. It's disrespectful. Disrespectful. Apollo Brown is quality through and through.
God,
yes, sir. I can't wait for that new Ugly Heroes joint.
I'm just saying. Apollo Brown and just the way these blogs just cover, he may not be well
known. Because
they don't
know.
They
know not what they do.
They have no clue.
Just disrespectful. But anyway, so your boy Red Pill, who's also Mellow Music Group, shout out to them. Mellow Music
DMV
Group.
DMV on blast this week.
No doubt.
Yeah. Shout out.
So Red Pill got up there and was like saying that Chance the Rapper and his team was trying to strong arm. So Chance the Rapper rhymed on two Apollo Brown joints, right? So Mellow Music Group said, okay, Apollo Brown did the joints. Apollo Brown, when he get paid? His team, Chance the Rapper, was like, he ain't getting paid.
Wow.
Ooh.
Fuck getting paid.
Wow.
Nigga, I'm Chance, nigga. Fuck you.
And I ain't going to say it no more.
So, Mellow Music Group is like, okay, you know what? We'll work with you. We'll give you the beat in lieu of Chance coming through and dropping a few verses. Mm. the fuck out of here. Chance the Rapper's lawyer team was like, you must be kidding me.
Give us an inch, we want a mile, nigga.
Damn.
We gonna take the beats and we ain't paying.
Damn.
So Mellow Music Group, of course, was like, nah, we don't get down like that. You know what I mean? I mean, what the fuck is this shit? You know what I mean? He tried to strong arm. And number two, you know, I don't understand. I mean, Chance is not really, I guess Apple Music is now the next the next major, or is the final major.
Is the fucking final major.
That's true, is the final major.
Run shit.
But his lawyer team, Kurt G, maybe you can help me out on this. His legal team, I mean, Chance Rapper is a job big artist, independent, I guess he's getting paid. I mean, him and Kanye's really good friends. Damn, yo, they just strong-arming niggas? I mean, fuck, we disrespecting the whole set. Your artist, your producer, and your label. Of course, like I said, Red Pill was repping. What the fuck?
They like, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all ain't big enough. Mm. We the big name. You the little name. Nobody don't know who you are. Everybody knows who we are. So if you want us to fuck with you, you got to give us whatever we want.
Swerve.
And take it and like it.
I got a question for you.
What up?
You know, sometimes we get on the show and we talk about how people deserving to get paid. And people put a product out and they should buy it. I mean, streams, whatever. People deserve to get paid. Mm-hmm. Damn, yo, we got a label here, or at least a legal team for Chance the Rapper saying, you fuck with unknown niggas, we get it for free. I mean, is that some real pimp shit? Is that how they get down?
That's insane. But
that's how they always get
that
down.
That is how the advertising industry, I mean, recording industry works.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Nigga, we famous. If you want to be famous and you want to fuck with us, you got to give us to the ship for free. That's it, period. I get it for free, then you get on because I'm on the shit.
And then if it hits, you still only get a piece.
Mm,
if you get
piece.
Anything.
Right.
Strong arm, nigga. That's what strong arming is all about, nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
They coming in bare-faced, no mask, nigga.
And I still can't understand how people don't understand what Chuck D said long ago. There'll be a million record labels online. And you still struggling to get your shit raped. I don't understand it.
Yeah, no doubt. So, real talk, I mean, I guess Apollo Brown and Chance are still cool, but
there'll be no trophies, though, huh?
It's all business. When it's business, it's business.
Mm.
And business hours.
It's right. 9 to 5, my nigga. We cool outside of that.
Shit. Wow. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is the Bad Boy Reunion Tour. Your boy Diddley Coons is putting a band back together. Swerving don't like it, not one damn bit.
That's funny because Wifey was geeking to get those tickets.
Oh, I bet she was
geeking it. She loved Bad Boy, early Bad Boy.
Yo, Royal Farms Arena, B-more.
She wanted to get those tickets 9th. So bad until she got priced. She got sticker shot.
She got priced out.
When she went on Ticketmaster and seen the price, she was like, I guess I won't be going.
Oh, Igor, you got to hit a business ass for me.
Business ass.
Diddley, like, fuck that. I'm getting paid.
So let me run the lineup. I'm just saying, yo. So you got your man. He got, who's on here? He got himself, obviously. Headlining, ain't that a bitch? Lil' Kim.
Take that.
Mace, Faith Evans, Mario Winans, 112, Total, The Lox, French Montana, if you can believe that shit. Yeah,
French Montana's still down with the team, son.
And Carl Thomas, and strictly only for the Brooklyn show, he got your man, Sean Carter, and Mary J. Blige.
B, YouTube is still free.
Okay, but check it out. Now, what I want to discuss, if there is a discussion to have, of who's not on the bill.
So, well, what you call him? G-Dep's locked the fuck up.
All right, let me.
Black Rob.
There you go. Let me run the list here.
Oh, Black Rob called that nigga McDonald's French fries, though.
Yo, check it out. Loon.
Loon ain't on it.
G-Dep, obviously, for murder charges. Lil C's, who is affiliated. I mean, damn. You know what I mean?
How about Lil Kim?
Black Rob.
He's on there.
Kim's on there.
Okay, Kim's on there.
And Craig Mack.
Mack's not on there?
Craig Mack's not on there, my nigga.
Just like Sizzling.
Because if you would have put Mack on there, you could have dropped the remix. You could have brought LL and all them niggas out on the remix. Man. LL, Busta.
It's like Uniblab. Robotic kick and flap.
Hishy.
Blotitious. Skeevy.
Delicious.
So, I'm just saying, how can, first of all, how can you not have the artist who kicked the label off? Craig Mack was the first single out.
That boy rocked off of that joint right there. That right there started the shit.
And yeah, two, but one of the biggest records you ever had. Whoa. Who's gonna sing Whoa? Diddy?
It's not gonna be done, B.
Oh my God.
Steve Spurrier in the house tonight?
Spurrier.
See, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know Swerve, and I know you should have seen Swerve's face when I announced this topic. Yo, this nigga would look like sourpuss out this bitch. But I'm just saying, so Wifey was geeked.
Yeah, she was okay. Geeked, B. She wanted the tickets. She went looking. She's like, oh, they got Bad Boy. She's like, she wanted to get them. She went looking for them shits. When she seen the price, she was like,
Let me ask you a question. Did you get a price on that? Did you get a price check? Did you find out how much tickets was?
Nosebleeds was like $100. Nosebleeds.
So I bet down on the floor was probably like three bills.
She didn't want to sit in nosebleed.
Your mom is so fat. How fat is she?
So anyway, so you know,
your mama got a wooden leg with a kickstand.
So that's your man Diddy. He definitely, you know he's getting that money. I wonder how much that Jay-Z Ryder is for that Brooklyn show, yo. It's gotta be massive.
Says Jay-Z Ryder and shit. In Brooklyn, I wouldn't get that nigga nothing.
At the Barclay.
You home, nigga. You right here.
At the Barclay, my nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. You home, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, your Trump Towers is right down the road, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Shit, so. But anyway, so, yo, like I said, yo, that's what's good. Yo, welcome back to the live studio edition of the Hip Hop Digest. Swerving, my man. Woo-hoo. Yeah. That's what's up.
Okay.
Okay.
No doubt. So, anyway, that's what's
up. You want some BC?
All right, before we forget about it, it's Kerr G.
199.
Before we forget about it, it's Kerr G. World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Mr. Lift, Don't Look Down. Mm. And we got Red Eye, speaking of Red Eye, Patrick Ewing.
Mm. Oh, nicely.
And then we got for instrumental joint, we got Yotaro Instrumentals.
All right.
Shout out to Japan.
Yo, that's what's up, yo.
Word.
So anyway, shout out to all our listeners. We definitely appreciate the Hip Hop Digest
shout
family.
Shout out all the feedback we've been getting.
Love it. Down. Love it.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Blanding. Yo, I see you going in for your man. But
For your man Drizzy?
Yeah, but we'll hold tight for later, though.
You wrote a dissertation, so we got to study that shit.
Yeah. We'll hold tight. But anyway, but shout out to you, though. That's what's
up. No doubt. And appreciate everybody. Thank you for the ratings. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
You got to thank these niggas after begging and shit. You got to thank them for at least giving them.
We do appreciate it. I've even sent emails out on how to do it step by step. So if you need to do it, just shoot a message to contact. Look, no, fuck that. You're going to take the time to send a message. Send an email. We just click a button. We appreciate it. That's
what's up. All right. We'll see you next week when we see you then.
Peace.
One.
Sippin' on crushed grapes, vineyard, Lake Limon. Chick with me hotter than napalm. Acting like I got a cape on. Chill, mommy. Know you got a little game and an ill body. For real, I'm a big deal. Peeling off, sit still while I'm whipping this wheel. Giancana, Chirac, need Nirvana on a mission. Getting rich, making change like Obama. I'm a made man. Chick fake tits in a spray tan. But a God-given ass is amazing. Mics and the lights on, the mize on, pies on. You whack for being whack where I meet them at. Talking to the homies over cheese-filled raviolis. Cannolis and an OJ and Stoli. Tell the motherfuckers go get what they owe me. Or the only thing left for them is a sad face emoji. And I'm only in the moment I live in. Think about the future, not while I'm sitting on this yacht. Cause tomorrow ain't promised, this is perfection. 357 Smith & Wesson for protection. On Manta, shut your damn mouth. Shout to Sambuca and Beto's Clam House. I'm out. We keep rocking.
back on the block and we ain't stopping. What you talking about, man? We don't feel that. All we wanna know is where the mill's at. We ain't stopping. Nah, 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 nah. We ain't stopping. Nah, 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 nah. We ain't stopping. Nah, 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 nah. We ain't stopping. Nah, 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 nah. You ain't earning, you ain't eating, it's simple. You on Broadway, better pay when you rent to. All that we've been through, we ain't there yet. But out on that field, don't forget the essentials. Talking to the bitches, how you sleeping with fishes. Not a lot of brains, but a lot of ambition. Listen, you mobbed up, bodies get chopped up. Buried with limestone, just cause it got up. Singing Sinatra, Tony Spilatro, Tommy Lucchese, Joseph Bonanno. Fuck what you heard, I'm the boss of the bosses. Call to your forces, collect on your losses. I'm up in this office, top floor, penthouse. Always use caution when I'm pulling the bins out. Real head, what you want more? Respect and fear. The world is yours, but beware. We keep rocking, back on the block and we ain't stopping. What you talking about, man? We don't feel that. All we wanna know is where the mill's at. We ain't stopping, nah, 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 nah. We ain't stopping, nah, 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 nah. We ain't stopping. Na 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 na, we ain't stopping. Na 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 na.
Once again,
these hands on the retouch.
Don't front.
Chapters, the pages are painted dark black. So you can say that it was never written, but clever scripted, fool the victor, which you fed a victim to. Like Robin Fred, you rockin' Santa suits, planning coups. We're far from plenty enough to man his shoes. Jody Foster, steady lamping in your panic room, panicking with panoramic view to man a shoot. Candy camera, canvas in the campus with the cannons at the hip, 86 and with the glamour, like I'm mixing with the scandalous. Shit for analysts, so analyze this and make a wish because I'm cancerous.
a gap to Leo. Mass appeal like I was starving in a gang with Primo. We know these rappers hardly stand a chance like chemo. They walk Kowalski hockey blood about the Gran Torino.
Snow flurry, storm wording, the verse got clouds swirling, round surging, my army of troops, you look my new, while y'all drop bombs, we drop loops, hit you with the verbalized combat, uppercut, devastate them, yo Dell, I can't resuscitate them.
But remember, we still have mouth to mouth, some lost their brain, fetch and get it now, connected through time, we're here to master matter, pigs use their party to try to capture data. Cataclysmic wisdom is wizardry with lyrics. Defeat the fictional, it's minimal, a figment of imagination. We see they status through the eyes of a raven. I'm the master blaster, my members hit the switch. They rudely dismissed by my crew of terrorists.
There are just two options for rocking. Y'all stop talking. Two is lift, hop out of coffin. Coffin, we flee the scene with leafy green. My hands are going tangible, we can't be seen. My mummy man plans span Egypt. I'm part egret with no regrets. Skies at my seat. Secrets. It's an eclipse I kept in crypts for when we become Charybdis to sink ships. You're hearing this and now you feel the sound.
Love the sound.
Spread it, make it world renowned. You're hearing this and now you feel the sound.
Love the sound.
Spread it, make it world renowned. World renowned. World renowned.
I think risk is just part of the deal. Whenever I spark the real, particles build, feel go. Fuck my age, I don't feel old, I don't feel they flow.
They don't have the will to grow.
I just chill and roll with the fist of cuffs, lifting up the bar that they all taking pictures of. The finest specializing rhymes of the spit, gawk at it like a shiny whip you're dying to get. Private estate flows of mind, hard to debate. Go far as the blame, you charge it to the game.
Your card denied, pardon as we part the sky. The graveyard, cruising like the Autobot, itchy bot, the shit that Dell and Lift beyond. You flip the wrong, it's tragic, you could just be bought.
Pass the coordinates,
teleport,
slaughter shit,
physically orbited, damage exorbitant. We morphin' men into pygmy, we crush city, then rebuild them
through the eyes of the children.
Welcome to this plane named imagination, where everything you see is for the first time. True amazement, the new engagement, surrealist, the realist, we're peeling your flesh back to feel this. We're designed with an eye in mind, you see the road leaving all. Part men, part meteor. You're hearing this and now you feel the sound.
Love the sound.
Spread it, make it world renowned. You're hearing this and now you feel the sound.
Love the sound.
Spread it, make it world renowned. Feel the sound.
Love the sound. Reddit, limit, make your world read now. Make your world read now. World read now. World read now. World read now.
Claw 4, motherfucker. Yeah. Claw 4 boys out again. Red Eye, BK, Cavalli, Panic Vision,
It's so raw. New breed of raw. Being the raw was all I was built for. It's so raw. So raw.
Yeah,
raw was all I was built for.
I'm so raw, fiends try to sniff me up. Do this like Sandy Hook, a stick to the fisticuff. Speak the truth, y'all better listen up. But wanna put your children missing, stop bitching, bruh. IG, then my brethren, no quitting us. Anybody can get it at any time, stick them up. Stick and move, you a victim, pick them up. Cush like hydraulics, red stay lifted up. I was told as a youth, take them prisoners. So I stay in prison guard, cause I don't give a fuck. Doc got it, if you need it, go and hit them up. Mention my name if you feel it'll bring you luck. Use it in vain and they're gonna have to dig you up. Identify the remains, what the pigs ain't finished up. I'm a closer, you know the definition of authenticity, getting high, live it up.
It's so raw, new breed of raw. Being the raw is all I was built for. It's so raw, so raw. Being the raw is all I was built for. It's so raw, new breed of raw. Being the raw is all I was built for. It's so raw.
Hey yo, I'm in this for the long run. I slice your neck with disrespecting your head and I'm popping until our song's done. Hype tonight, trick, kinda like sick. Yeah, you'll blow up when I gag you with a dynamite stick. You on the run to get shookin' while we mumble in Brooklyn a half hour with your bitch and you stumbling crooked. Yo, you fumble, I took it, we dirtbags, word rags. Even my bitches grimy to their knees, they skirt sag. I know that that hook was stolen. Fuck all up in that ass, I put my foot in your colon. Y'all can never see IG, we lost up in the league. While you lost on the beat, man, we talking to the streets. Man, get grabbed, stabbed up in your back and all. While we ganking your chick mouth with a rag covered in alcohol. But that's rule number one on how to get a fucking hottie. Signing out, BK Chloroform Slumber Party.
It's so raw, new breed of raw. Being the raw is all I was built for. It's so raw, so raw. Being the raw is all I was built for. It's so raw, new breed of raw. Being the raw is all I was built for.
Oh, hold up, before we get started, I want everybody to know my name is Russell Rush, and I come to play the cold rock stuff. I got my man, the doctor. Doctor, how you feel, doctor? Dr. Jekyll's in the house. Doctor, doctor, we go down. Let's go. Daddy J's in the place. Everybody, look here. Look at the left side. Y'all just clap your hand like this here. Dig this. Dig this. Clap. 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 Come on. Come on. Clap. Clap your hands. And on the right side, y'all do the same stuff. Like y'all just clap on beat with people on the left side. Everything be funky. Now dig this. Doctor, are you ready to get funky? Def Jam. This is the B-side of the record that's called Def Jam, and it's so deaf that we call it the Def Jam. So deaf that it's the Def Jam. Now, I ain't never sung before. I'm a manager. I like to manage like lots of groups, all the people, everybody talk on records. They talk on records, and they come from Rush, and we gon' crush. Right about now, people on the left side, on the right side, y'all still clapping now. And people in the middle, y'all lift up your legs, both legs, with both hands, wiggle them in the air like this here. You see me doing this? Can you do it? You lying. Y'all all lying. But look here. If you can't wiggle both legs in the air, wiggle one leg in the air. And let's all get funky. We're going to get funky on the count of four. Now come on, y'all. Four. Now, Jazzy, I want Jazzy, you do something real funky right now. I want you to scratch the record. Jazzy, come on. Let's scratch the record. Jazzy. If we keep this, it's gonna save us a lot of money.
The doctor got on a three-piece suit. Nigga, what is wrong with you? Got a rap in you. Three-piece suit and a button-down shirt.
Wildest thing.